Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World Health Organization will convene an emergency committee meeting next week on the Zika virus outbreak to discuss an international response to the disease. Comes amid concerns it may be linked to rare birth defects. More now from VOA's Jeff Custer.
WHO Director General Margaret Chan said the Zika virus was considered to be of little threat to humans when it was first discovered in Uganda in 1947. But since that time, she said, it has spread throughout the world, and in recent years become associated with neurological complications.
Last year, the virus was detected in the Americas, where it is now spreading explosively.
Chan stressed that a direct causal relationship between Zika virus and these birth defects, known as microcephaly, has not been firmly established, but she said it is strongly suspected. Jeff Custer, Washington.
Syrian opposition says it will not be at talks on the situation in Syria, scheduled to begin in Geneva Friday. Saudi-backed group known as the High Negotiations Council said Thursday the representative in responses they have received to their demands for an end to airstrikes and the lifting of a siege in Syria are not acceptable. The council did not rule out joining the talks later. Political leaders in Somalia have agreed on a framework for holding elections this year. Framework was announced Thursday after 2 days of talks in Mogadishu. Calls for the creation of an upper house of parliament with 54 seats allocated among Somalia's states. Seats in the lower house would be allocated using a power-sharing arrangement among the country's four major clans and their smaller counterparts. No dates for the elections were announced. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidates on Thursday held their last debate before Monday's Iowa caucus, the first event in which voters actually make their choices for their party's next presidential nominees. Most of the candidates quickly addressed Fox News moderator Megyn Kelly's request to address the elephant not in the room Thursday night. The frontrunner, Donald Trump, was not participating in the debate. He held a separate event, which was a fundraising gathering for military veterans. His event was carried by Fox News competitor CNN. Going into the Iowa caucuses, Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz are very close in the polls among likely Republican caucus goers. For the Democrats, Hillary Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders are in a tight race. A U.S. Senate panel has approved tougher sanctions against North Korea, targeting its nuclear program, its cyber activities, and human rights record. Thursday's unanimous vote by the Foreign Relations Committee came several weeks after Pyongyang claimed it tested a hydrogen nuclear bomb. Story now from VOA's Michael Bowman.
The bill now goes to the full Senate, where passage is a virtual certainty. Republican Senator Cory Gardner said the punitive measures build on legislation passed by the House of Representatives earlier this month.
Both the House and the Senate bill focus on mandatory sanctions, which is a dramatic change from the sanction regime that we have in place today.
The committee's chairman, Republican Senator Bob Corker, said he remains unsure whether the suspected nuclear test announced January 6th was in fact a hydrogen bomb, but he noted that both houses of Congress had been mulling tougher sanctions months before North Korea's most recent detonation. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
Also here in the U.S., President Obama has directed his national security advisors to counter efforts by Islamic State militants to expand into Libya and other countries. President emphasized that the United States will continue to counter IS plotters in any country where it's necessary. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has signed trade agreements with France worth billions of dollars. Some 20 agreements were signed in the presence of the two leaders, some of them dealing with issues of health, agriculture, and the environment. U.S. stock prices rose on Thursday as the price of oil climbed for a third day in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 0.8%. Price of crude oil ahead 2.8%, finishing the day at $33.22 a barrel. Price of gold declined 20 cents to $1,115.60 an ounce.
That's the latest world news from VOA.